Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Ian and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy.
That's
my name
us.
Is Ian.
And I'm Tyler.
And we are your podcast personal trainers. For this wonderful Thursday afternoon, morning, or evening.
It's Thursday. That's all you need to know.
Right. Shut it, Tyler. I will fight you. Today, yesterday, if you listen to the podcast, Tyler and I had the misfortune of missing one another. I got home late. Tyler goes to bed early. Thus, we recorded our podcast in a split manner. So today, we're going to talk about why this is so.
The reason to why we had such a long time away from each other.
Near, far, wherever you are. You know, it's like a little
Titanic.
Titanic.
I was trying to picture the I knew the song. Okay. I was just trying to picture the movie because I knew it correlated. And then I was like, I wasn't sure if you were going Patrick Swayze. Patrick Stewart. No,
Patrick Swayze.
Patrick Swayze.
He just died.
Stewart's The Daily Show.
Right.
Patrick Swayze just died. And I was like, that's not the Dirty Dancing song, and then I was like,
I've never seen Dirty Dancing.
I haven't either, and it was actually one of my ex-girlfriend's favorite movies, and I never had to watch it.
Awesome.
I gave it to her as a birthday gift or a gift of some kind. Never got sucked into watching it, though.
Good.
Played that card right.
Yeah, you're like, oh, here you go, babe.
I think I gave it like the 25th anniversary edition. Ooh. Like, I was thinking that was what we were watching that night, and I was like, prepared.
Right, you're like, okay. Nothing?
I don't even think it got opened. Like, in that night, it didn't get open. They got open later on.
You're that good.
Yeah, that good, ladies and single. Wink!
Awesome.
Hi, Mom.
Yeah, seriously. That's the unfortunate thing about this podcast is our mothers listen to it.
Because like, they're so happy with their boys.
Exactly.
This does not mean that you get to Facebook and comment, Mom, that we talked about you.
We love you.
We love you. And we're just going to leave it at that. Stop
commenting. Cool. So hopefully you guys went out and tried one of the workouts that we gave you yesterday.
I did mine this morning.
Did you?
No, this afternoon.
I made my boot camp class this morning do the sprints that I told everyone. We always do lunges, so lunges was nothing new, but we did sprints today. And I thought of all you listeners out there that might be doing sprints with us. I thought, hey, that's awesome.
I was happy because it was difficult for me today.
Because
it'd been like 2 days since I'd worked out. Like, I had been slacking, and I knew that I had to work out. So I did 6 sets of my full body. I'm tired.
Wow.
I'm feeling it. So.
I did 2 hours of group exercise. One of my good friends, Netta, who we're going to have on the show one time in the future. She's a really, really, really good group exercise instructor, and she deals with a lot of women's issues as far as eating disorders, anorexia, bulimia.
What issues do women not have?
They don't have to deal with testicular cancer.
Prostate cancer?
Nope.
Do women have prostate?
I think they do, but I don't.
I think there's cancer. Well, I guess they could get cancer there if they have it.
Right.
We might need to go look at a.
They don't have to deal with
peeing standing up. Well, they could.
They could, and they do actually. They have these little. We're not going to talk about that. I'll post the link though if you guys want to see the thing that lets women stand up peeing. Yeah, it's cool, right? Yeah. It's a biodegradable thing for when you're out in the woods.
Oh, not what I saw.
Oh, go figure.
The thing I saw was like a urinal with like an extended trough that you just kind of like straddle over.
Oh yeah, no.
I think it was a fake.
Yeah, no. This one, I don't want to.
Continue. Let's just go back to
I took her class, and I took my buddy Jason's class. He's the holistic nutritionist I've talked about on the show before. Both of them are hardcore, so I'm feeling it, feeling good. Got my sweat on, and ready to podcast.
Yay!
So yesterday. I went to this beauty forum.
Yes, tell me about this. At the Great Azusa Pacific, you had a beauty forum?
It was, they do these, I think it's called Matthias Forums, twice a semester, 3 times a semester. They invite panelists to come on and talk about issues.
Hold on, pause. Was there no school today?
No, there was.
Okay, because I know that they do something where, like, there's no school.
It's called chapel.
No.
Oh, no?
Where there's no school for the day and all they have is, like, guest speakers all day long.
Oh, really?
I think it is, since it's a religious school that day, it's all religious topics, but I didn't know if this melded into it somehow.
No.
Okay, continue
this,
on.
They talk about, this is more like the fringe issues. So the next one they're doing is on immigration. They've done it, I know, right?
I should be a panel for that person.
No, you should be as far away from that as possible. They talk about, like, especially since it's a Christian school, they talk about homosexuality and stuff like that. So this time we were talking about the ethics of beauty. And I honestly had no clue what to expect.
First question. I'm going to just hold my hand up and ask questions as we go.
Uh-huh.
Describe the audience for me.
It was a mix. It was actually a couple of the people we grew up with were there that attend APU. There was probably, I want to say, 20 to 30 people there.
Okay.
It was a smaller
mix.
It was a mix of there was
mix,
about
mix sexes.
Eight guys.
Okay.
And it was dinner too, so we were sitting.
What did you eat? That was my one question.
There was.
Please tell me it was something nice and
mixed
greasy.
Vegetables and it's not enchiladas because it was Italian, but it was like an enchilada but Italian.
Kind of like a burrito lasagna.
Exactly, yeah, because it had ricotta cheese in the middle, the meat sauce, but it was wrapped up like an enchilada. So I don't know what that's actually called, but it was fairly good. And then there was like garlic bread and a cake and coffee.
Lasagna, burrito.
Shut up.
Okay, I was just trying to combine burrito and lasagna, and it wasn't working.
No.
Okay, so that's what they had to eat. Okay, so now we're at the forum started. What's going down?
So, we got there. I got there late because traffic was terrible. We live in LA. When is it not? So
you left early.
I left at 4:15, and I was supposed to be there at 5:15. It's literally like 20, 30 miles down the road, and it took me an hour and a half to get there. I didn't get there until 5:30, 5:45. So it took me a freaking long time to get there. But the panel was a good mix. It was a graduate from APU who was an art student who her art focused a lot on a concept of, like, female forms. Like, her final project was she took molds of women's breasts. Like, I think it was just their left breast. And
which is my favorite one.
Oh, yeah. It's obviously the best one.
I'm trying to. So, visually, the left or the girl's left?
The girl's left.
Oh.
I tend to
find that most girls' right breast is bigger than the left.
Hmm.
Well, that's a side note. Continue.
For your own studies. So, what she was trying to do is show how, usually, do you know what the Madonna with Child is?
And we're not Madonna talking, with Child.
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, so you know what that is.
Yes.
It's a picture of the Virgin Mary with Jesus,
yes,
as a child. So, she took the spurring point of when breasts were sexualized in art and was trying to show that they don't have to be sexual. So,
oh, okay.
That was kind of what I got from her. And then we had another woman, Monica. She was a professor at APU in the theater department, and she's worked with a lot of really prominent actors, and she's worked in that world a lot. And then we had me, and I was kind of the fitness representative, but
so
the sleeper was that I'm also a communication studies major, and a huge portion of what we studied was women in the media.
Yes.
So that was like kind of the,
They knew
exactly that about me. So
You were a twofer.
I was a twofer. So we start talking. We have these four prompt questions to talk about, which we've read on the show. But one of them was, how has the idea of beauty changed over the past 100 years? And I think Tyler answered it. How would you say? You said it's gotten worse. I think that's how you answered it.
Yeah.
And in the short of it, yes. It has. I think my comment was that I wish that we were able to go back 100 years in a lot of ways. Like, with our food, like, we don't need protein shakes. Like, why do we need these foods? You know, it's like, we don't, like, a protein bar, we don't need that. I can eat meat. I can eat, you know, chicken. I can have vegetables. I don't need processed foods. You know, we've survived for how many thousands of years without it, and we can continue to survive without it. We don't need that. So that was kind of where I was coming from, is that over the past 100 years, our nutrition has actually gotten worse for us than anything else. And then Monica, she had a really cool point. She was saying, I'm not sure if I fully get it yet, but it was something about how the fitness and beauty and that industry is like an empire, right?
Yes.
And the empire's goal is not to for the betterment of their subjects, right? The empire's goal is for the pretty much enslavement of their community so that they, the people in power, remain in power, right?
So basically, it's the concept that they are... we were talking about this the other day with the insurance companies, how they just want to get you healed just enough to make it so that you're still paying for stuff.
Exactly, exactly. And so they want... what has happened, if you look at it, if you go to the Dove Beauty campaign, you've seen... I'm sure a lot of you have seen that woman going from regular woman to supermodel image, right? They've created this image that has been force-fed down our throats to where it's unattainable. Like, no one can actually looks like a supermodel. No one. Like,
and
because
it's
of Photoshop.
They do.
Exactly. The Photoshopping, the lengthening of the neck, the removal of marks on the face. Like, no one actually looks like that. But they tell us that that is where we should be. And that's how the empire, her metaphor, keeps us in check, is by creating this standard that no one can actually attain. And that I found really interesting.
I've never really looked at it, though. But yeah, I guess that makes sense. And, okay, yeah, that makes sense. Of how that
so, and then we went a little bit deeper into that, but I can't... I took notes, but I can't find my notes. So I'm kind of going off the top of my head. The next question, this one was pretty much all about me, because...
Awesome.
It was...
How it should be.
Exactly. Always all about me. If you've noticed in the past 15 minutes, I've been dominating the voice... So,
this is your event.
I know.
Continue.
But it's always all about me. So the question was, how has the female market affected the male market? So, or males' self-image and our definition of beauty. And if you look, I mean, it has drastically affected us. Like, Tyler, you've said to me multiple times, you know, it's like, I just need cookie dough now. You know, it's like, or, you know, it's like, I feel fat today. It's like, these words are starting to come into our conversations as well. And then you look at the magazines, the Men's Health, the Fitness RX, all these, you know, the Muscle and Fitness, Bodybuilding Today, or whatever. And they have these unattainable, unrealistic goals for guys to hit. And it's not like... Like, Tyler, you were a marketing major, right?
Yes.
Marketer, how much does it cost to have an advertisement at the Super Bowl?
You're looking at...
Like $500,000.
Half a mil to... I want to say that even once it was a mil.
Right. Because you're looking at production costs plus airtime.
Oh, yeah. If you are talking just the how much you're paying the NFL to do it, you're looking at about a half a mil, let alone the concept behind it and making the commercial. You're looking at easily a mil.
Right.
And that's why, on a complete side note, why a lot of the companies now are, if you watch the Super Bowl this year or the last couple of years, I think it's Doritos.
Uh-huh.
And I want to say Budweiser has done contests where they have people make them, they pick them, and you get your commercial on.
It wasn't Doritos, because Doritos did the chip biting one where it took women's clothes off, and they did the snow globe one, like that one.
But like, there's companies that are now doing contests because it's so expensive that the company themselves don't have money, so they give other people the option. Well,
and then plus it creates a community.
Yeah,
like. Men as a whole have been one of the hardest markets to hit, right? I mean, just statistically, we don't buy as much stuff as women, and we've just been statistically harder to get to. And that's one reason why the Super... It's not because so many people... It's partially because so many people watch it, but it's mostly because so many men watch it,
yeah.
And we're a captive audience there. So one point I had to make was, we are much more affected by advertisements than we actually think. Like... Look at the movies that have come out. Troy. 300, Fight Club. Like, look at the guys in those movies. I you could talk to any almost any guy, and almost every single guy wants to look like Brad Pitt in Troy.
Majority of guys that, when I talk to guys about, like, what their goals are and stuff like that, I ask because I'm more of a visual person. Like, I need to know visually, because people can be like, oh, I want to lose it here and I want to lose it here. It's like, well, like, who? And my favorite is to go, okay, do you want to be skinny lean?
Right.
Like Brad Pitt in Fight Club? Right. Or do you want to be muscular lean like
Brad Pitt in Troy? Right.
And then you play the what Brad Pitt character do you want to be kind of a game with people.
Or do you want to be like Arnold?
Want to be Arnold? Do you want to be this? Right. Danny DeVito in Twins? Or, you know, like, whatever.
So. Right. Which, on a side note, Monica pointed out, Arnold sold his silhouette, like, from the neck down to, I think it was bodybuilding, one company, and they started using his body, like, changing, like, photoshopping it and putting other people's heads on it.
Sweet.
So it's like, even those guys you see in the magazines aren't real. Like, but, I mean, that, just talking about, going back to the 300 and everything, it's like, guys are now we have our own unrealistic image that we have to try and reach to. And we asked the question to the ladies in the room, like, how many women, like, honestly, one, enjoy that, or two, expect that of their men? Like, all the women were like, yeah, we like that, but we don't think we'd actually date that kind of guy. You know, it's like, if you're that ripped and that jacked and you have to spend that much time on your body, like, guys get huge biceps for other guys. Like, women get super skinny for other women. Like, I don't really care. Like, I like a woman with curves. Would you not agree?
I agree.
I like a woman who has something to her. You know, like, the super skinny, like, skimple.
I don't mean this comment to be, like, sexual, but I don't want to break them. Like, when I hug them, like, you've given a hug to a girl that's, like, and you're like, if I was to squeeze just a little bit harder, I'm pretty sure that you now go paralyzed.
Snap. Like, and yes, some women are naturally thinner than others. We have our friend Bellany from high school, and she is naturally thin.
Yeah.
And that's, I can understand that. But when it becomes the standard, when everyone should
look...
When
it's creepy.
Yeah.
And you, like, there's a couple of girls that I know that literally in high school were, you saw them and they were cute, perfect, you know, not perfect, I mean, perfect's a not really easy word to throw around, but cute, nice, any really guy would find them attractive to some extent. There's about, I want to say... out of this group of them, there's two out of the five that now look like Skeletor. Like, really? Look like the Crypt Keeper.
Wow.
And it is just, there's nothing to them. And it's just like, wow, how do you...
Because, like, I think we talked about this before. It's like, there's like the range, you know? Like, too thin is not good and too fat is not good, but there's a part in the middle.
There's this gray zone that's just wide enough that you can
It's actually pretty wide. You
can play around with some weight.
Exactly.
And you're going to be attractive to
20, 30 pounds that you can play around with.
Oh, I'd even say there's a little.
Like, maybe even like 20 to 50 pounds.
Yeah.
That you can play around with muscle and fat.
Man, what the ratio is.
Exactly. And you could still look fantastic. So then we got into kind of a more racial aspect of the conversation, like, is beauty monocultural? And I think it's interesting because it used to be, yes, it used to be the white person was the most attractive person. But now it's kind of breaking down since we're becoming more of a unified culture. The art person, Carrie, she said, I think it's Carrie.
Don't quote us on that.
Yeah. She said, well, look around. It's like, if you were in school, you had your art kids, you had your marketing kids, you had your jocks, and each group has its own image of what a beautiful jock should look like, a beautiful artist should look like.
So taking out race in general.
Exactly. If you take out race, I mean, yes, it's splitting now. You have microcultures based on interest as opposed to based on looks first.
Which I totally agree with, because there's like the... Oh, it's not gothic, but it's like the punk rocker girls that have all the tattoos. I mean, I'm not gonna, like, this girl doesn't tickle my fancy, but, like, kind of the visual is, like, the awful TV show Daisy of Love.
Yeah.
Her, where she was just, like, the punk rock with the tattoos. There's some of those girls that are extremely attractive, and it's because of the tattoos and that stuff, they can just pull it off with their look and whatnot.
Right.
Not the type of girl that I'm going to date, but I can enjoy from afar.
Right.
Appreciate them for them and their style and their flow.
And in that group, that is beautiful. Yeah. But to, let's just say, I don't know, Manhattan high class, that's not going to be attractive. It's like, and they might find that beautiful, like you said, from afar, but in that microculture, that's not going to be what's attractive. And so I found that really interesting. It's like, we're not demanding beauty by race anymore, we're demanding beauty by social group. And that's either really, really good or really, really dangerous. Because...
Which most things are either really, really good or really, really dangerous. There's a fine line in gray zone.
Right. But, because, I mean, it's good that we're not basing things on race anymore. Like, as we slowly phase that out. Like,
yeah, it,
because, I mean...
There's still some groups of
in
race.
Six to ten generations, everyone's going to be, like, look... Pretty much the same. We're going to start blending more and more. There's going to be fewer and fewer, quote-unquote, pure races because everyone's just going to start intermarrying.
Nope.
6 to 10 generations.
2012.
Oh, right. I forgot. 2012. End of the world.
Okay, end of the world.
Yeah.
Gosh. I love how you were looking, because I was shaking my head the whole time he was talking. He was looking at me like, what are you... Like, why are you disagreeing with me?
Because it's true. It's like,
no, I agree with you.
But you're right, 2012.
2012.
I forgot about it. Damn it. That, there goes that theory. Yeah. And then we got into this whole portion of Christian beauty. And one gentleman, I didn't get his name, he brought up the, I hate fashion. I don't like it, blah, blah, blah.
That's what,
like,
the guy said?
Yeah. And he's like, we're trying to
Can
try
I ask
to dig
you
into
what
it.
He was wearing?
Jeans and a t-shirt.
Okay.
And he had a beard. And short.
Like when you say beard, like, you're talking like the
he has
homeless.
Like, no, he didn't have the neck. He didn't have the neared. He didn't have the neck.
He
beard,
groomed.
But it was about.
He groomed his beard.
He groomed it. But.
I love people like that. Cause yeah. I would have called him on it.
But it was one of those things, like, it's so easy to go into that situation and crush someone. So
I love doing that.
Because it's an open debate. And if you come at someone like that in that atmosphere, then it closes off a conversation.
Yeah.
And the goal was conversation.
Okay, so with this preppy guy that
not preppy
didn't want to like fashion but was grooming himself.
Exactly. He's like, well, I think that it's, as Christians, we shouldn't want attention. I was like, that, my friend, is bullshit. Like
how can
because,
you say that?
Because, like, coming...
Wait, well, okay, hold on. Okay, let's just pick on this guy, because we haven't even said his name, and I can pick on him for 10 seconds.
Okay, go for it.
How could he claim that he doesn't want attention when he's standing up in front of a forum asking questions and throwing his opinion?
He said he doesn't think that attention for how you look is appropriate. That is what, because I was like, dude, that's crap. Like, I love attention. I think attention is great, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, I think I meant for beauty. I was like, okay, that I can start to see a reason for, but no. Like, because beauty is, like, we are naturally drawn to beautiful things for a reason.
You can be cliche, and beauty's in the eye of the beholder. So
right.
Theoretically, him with his groomed beard and his crappy t-shirt and jeans, some dorky girl in the corner is like, oh my god, he's so cute.
Right.
And dreamy.
Right.
While me
in my, like, polo, like, freshly shaved, you know, like,
yeah,
you know, like,
claim that you don't, because you don't have control over that.
Exactly.
I mean, as sexy as you and I are, there are going to be girls out there, the minority.
What?
That does not find you and I attractive.
What?
I know. Shocker.
I need to go take a moment for myself.
Good? Okay? Getting close?
Yeah.
All right.
Just keep talking.
Okay.
I'll be
but
fine.
But in that, it's like, you can't... It's like, okay.
Wait, there are girls who don't want to date me?
Yeah.
Is that what you're telling me?
Yes, there's the occasional girl that does not want to date you.
I hate them.
Which is fine. Besides that, what I was trying to get at is... I don't remember what I was trying to get at now that I said all this. You distracted me.
I'm sorry.
Basically, what I guess is... it's beauty's in the eye
of the beholder. So right. You can't be like, oh, I don't like it that that person thinks that.
Right. And yeah, exactly. Like his whole thing was like, preppy girls, you know, like automatically are bad, pretty much.
And
like,
I can grasp his, like, I almost want to fine tune what he was saying to really, is it becoming such a priority?
Yeah, when it takes,
that's
when
where you, I feel like he was trying to go with this. Exactly. If I'm going to be nice to him for 10 seconds,
well, and that's what we kind of came to the conclusion of, is where you when you find your value in the attention of others as opposed to just getting attention because it's fun, you enjoy looking good, and not just for looking good's sake, as opposed to if I don't look good today, I'm crap. Okay. If you find your value in it, then there's an issue. But if you're just looking good to look good, like, there's no problem in that.
And it's kind of the concept of when you, to look good to look good, it's kind of it makes me feel good when I look in the mirror and I like what I see.
Right.
And I'm sure that there's days that the polo shirt that I have on is, I love this one polo shirt that is crappy. Actually, perfect example is I used to have this polo that I loved. It was black. It was my dad's, I think, or my dad
Chevron.
Gave it to me.
Uh-huh.
It was this Chevron, and it said, like, accounting and revenue services. It was some crappy polo he got from work and gave it to me, and I wore that sucker around. And I
all
loved
the time.
How I looked in it. Like, it just worked. It was a crappy polo, and it was not trendy. It was not cool, but it made me feel good.
Right.
Like, and I thought I looked good. And I mean, it's a polo. Like, I didn't
when do you not look good?
Yeah. But besides that, when I looked, it was just, if you feel good going out, that's all that really matters. And that almost comes across in life.
Right.
But it's
exactly.
When,
it's more of a confidence thing,
yeah,
as opposed
to. Yeah, it boosts the confidence instead
right.
of I have to wear a scarf in the middle of summer because
right.
it's trendy with my UGG boots and my skirt. Please explain to me that.
Right. That's just silly.
Oh.
So that was kind of the summation. You know, it's like we talked, we had more questions, but that was kind of the night. And so I was kind of thinking about how does that affect, like, how does, because you and I, our job didn't exist 60 years ago, right?
True.
So how do we, as trainers, work in a world where we can make people look good and feel good without exploiting the fact that they just want to look beautiful to find value in their own beauty?
True.
So, I mean, how do we, like, you know, and I think it starts, you know, with this kind of open conversation. Like, my clients, you know, it's like we work on performance, you know, we set their goals so that they can start feeling better about themselves, as opposed to set their goals so they can start just almost abusing their looks.
Well, and to go, I fully agree with that. And to go back to the Brad Pitt stories I was telling, is that most people, when they start working out,
uh-huh.
have a solid 50 pounds they could lose.
Right.
Brad Pitt, if he lost 3, would look anorexic.
Right.
And if he gained 20, you wouldn't know.
Right. He'd look massive.
Yeah.
Like, he's a pretty short guy, isn't he?
I have no idea.
I think he's like 5'5".
No,
like
I don't
no?
think he's that
short. I thought he was shorter than Angelina.
I have no idea.
Whatever.
We'll Google that later.
Go back to your point.
But basically what I was trying to get at is that once my clients see the results, they kind of forget, oh, my real goal was to be Brad Pitt and Troy.
Right.
It's the, okay, this is my body and I'm losing it. Okay, I've now got to where I'm back to a healthy weight.
Right.
I look better than I ever have. I'm not going to go for the bulging abs and, you know, the I can kill all of the Spartans.
Right. Because it comes back to the point where these people do it professionally. They're paid to look good while we as regular human beings have our day-to-day job and have maybe 1 to 2 hours a day where we can do something active.
If that, exactly.
So you have to take that into account. Like, if you watch The Biggest Loser, they lose, like, 800 pounds in 2 weeks. Well, they work out 3 times a day for 3 hours. And, you know, and their only focus is losing weight. So, yes, we can lose that much weight. But, no, it's not going to be that fast. and it's going to require more of a lifestyle change and almost a shift in how we view the world. It's not through this lens of going back to that empire. We're not looking from the empire's view anymore. We're not looking through Darth Vader's masks. We're looking through our own eyes and seeing what, and redefining beauty for ourselves.
And I like that empire analogy, or visual, I guess.
Yeah, analogy works.
Analogy, in the sense that I fully agree with that, that most gyms don't care about the person.
Most, well, because Weight Watchers, if everyone on Weight Watchers actually lost weight and kept the weight off, Weight Watchers would be, it's almost like smoking. You know, it's like if you keep killing off your client or removing the need for your service, then you're just pretty much destroying your client base.
Because, well, yeah, and it's that thing of once you get off of the Weight Watchers food,
right, you gain it. Whoop,
you're back to it because you don't know how to eat right.
Exactly.
In that sense. And I guess just as a kind of a self-promotion in our sense is that that's where you and I feel, that you and I differ, is that I kind of want our clients to leave at one day.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, I don't want to train you forever.
Yeah.
Like, if I train someone forever, that means I failed. Like,
yeah,
that means, like, maybe, like, once every 6 months, we'll come back for a touch-up on their workout, you know, check
or just
in.
Just for fun, kind of.
Exactly. Like, off, yeah, and just to see how they're doing. But I don't want to train people forever. Like, that's
yeah.
boring. Like,
and that's kind of where this comes in, is, like, we want to educate you so that you can hit your goals and then go off and do it yourself. Like,
right.
kind of thing. Like, yeah, we'll help you lose the 100 pounds or the 30
right.
pounds
or
whatnot.
Or get ready for the
but,
event or
yeah,
et cetera,
but
et cetera.
In the sense of maintaining, have a nice day.
Right. Because
we've given you all the knowledge.
It's once you
it's
get
you.
To the once you get to the point where you're happy with your body, it's easy to maintain it.
It's just
you just keep on the same thing. You know, if you want to improve something, then we have to talk. But to maintain something is a much easier than to get there. So, and yeah, I think that's ethical, you know?
Yeah, I
it's
want
like,
you to leave people.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, not our subscriptions and our
right.
subscribers and whatnot. We need to beat Oprah. But yeah, that's
easy.
Yeah. Oprah.
So yeah, exactly. It is a constant, you know, knowledge thing that goes along with it and rehab, but I don't want to train someone forever. That's
no,
the bottom line. And we want you to have a good, healthy image. So hopefully that's been, this rehash of this, the forum has been interesting. Unfortunately, it wasn't recorded, so.
I was going to ask you if it was recorded.
I would love to hear it back, but there was, we only had 3 mics. So the questions that were asked weren't recorded, and there weren't on mic, and there was no recording equipment I saw, so.
Understandable.
Yep.
But that's cool. Well, that sounds like it was a fun time.
It was actually a lot better than I was afraid I was going to be in over my head, but I felt like I was.
I was worried, you being the only guy on the panel, it was going to become,
like,
let's bash the guys, and guys are the reason why women are this way, and
right.
all this stuff. And I was like, this might get really interesting
mm-hmm.
to talk about.
Yeah, and I prepared for that, too. You know, like, I went to CSUN, like the Cal State Northridge, and did like 3 to 5 hours of research and just sitting down, like boom, boom, boom. Then I went home, did another like 5 hours because I was like, I want to be as prepared as possible. And I didn't even use like a quarter of what I looked at.
Yeah, because that was my biggest concern, was that it was going to become, let's bash
dude,
this
yeah.
guy because he's this.
He's a trainer,
yeah.
blah, blah, blah. Yeah, all that.
So.
Cool.
What's happening?
Sign up for our newsletter. Go to truefitnessacademy.com.
If you sign up for the newsletter,
we
might train you. You might win the contest.
Right. So we'll announce that on Monday.
Also, notice today, 250 on Facebook, fans.
Oh, yeah.
We were at exactly 250 when I saw it today.
Cool.
I was quite happy with that.
Excellent. Well, that's it for today. We hit our half-hour mark, and we're going over it. We didn't cut it.
Oh, well.
Oh, well.
Get over it.
Right.
What are you going to do about it?
Right. You going to fight us?
I will fight you.
All right. Well, my name is Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
Enjoy the rest of your day.